It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. Oh wait, I said that right? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, which can only mean one thing. You either A, just got finished listening to MoreLikeRadio.com's Alcohol by Volume by Odysseus, or you're just tuning in to listen to my time. Now, I am your master of ceremonies, best in the world, and extremely fucking tired. King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. Welcome and greetings, everyone. What's going on? What's new? It's been a while since we've last chat, has it not? What did we talk about last week? Who knows? Last week was last week. This week is this week. Today we're going to talk about Childish Gambino again, right? I know. Now he just can't stay out of my headlines, but I guess he's more... I don't know, more people are talking about him now. Talk about Iggy Azalea, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Kendrick Lamar, and much more, including why lawsuits are just getting really, really ridiculous and out of hand right now in this day and age with all the BS and or nonsense. So, great music, good music, more than fun music coming up for you guys. I'm really perplexed by the image in the chat room that was posted by Alcohol by Volume, but I guess it's for beer, and I guess this might be a pumpkin beer. I'm not a fan of pumpkin beer. Anybody out there a fan of pumpkin beer? Do, however, like orange-flavored beer. That's always good. And someone still needs to make a banana beer. It's not a thing yet, and it still needs to happen, and I think Alcohol by Volume needs to get on that and contact the powers that be, and let's get some banana beer going, okay, guys? Come on. Let's get started with Knowledge of Self by Miranda Wrights, and we're just going to go from there. I'm tired, so I am assuming that you're tired too, because the world revolves around me, and that's damn true.
Battery, recipe, blasphemy, fallacy, resulting in all innocence, tragedy, enemies, audacity, taking praise. bitch. Fatalities, lethalities. So now who's the bitch?
Motherfucker, with your mind back, nigga, with your mind, nigga, with your mind. on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton brand. He like LeBron. Y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death. Low loony, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob. Hold up, I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, you're gonna know us. They say hip hop is dead, well, you better be scared. Cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird. Y'all ain't no ghosts, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns that want no beef. No, it ain't Wiz Khalifa, where my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack, and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down like, what's up now, pop. And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at?
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind, nigga, nigga.
You know what time it is? Saturday the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. We good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a Kobe baby. Got an attitude like I'm fucking with the Mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude to break it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustle and cash rules. My mojo when I come with the fofo. You better whoop to the popo when I squeeze the info dough. These fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you and laugh at money. Broke nigga, I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fucking 600 bills, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the country that I got next. Old niggas better move over. I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around. They be laughing in the new rover. Wanna save me with Peter Jones, you better do over. Nigga, know where the competition and know where the proposition. And I've been the cat and roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that's with the rewind button. And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad James, I'm on flat. And if you want more, you better grab your gun.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind back? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind? It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind back? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind back?
The S-K-E. Motherfucker, where your mob at? That was Three by Peter Jones featuring Trell Mac and Sean Archer. Is a new season of Archer on FX yet? Somebody get back to me with that one. I really want to know. Because that means that the last season of Archer will soon be approaching Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, they recently bought out the rights to Gotham. So, yay for that. So, win or lose for Gotham, if they do well or not on Fox, they could possibly be picked up by Netflix to do an original series, which would be great, as well as the fact that freaking Daredevil's coming to Netflix. Awesome. Constantine to NBC. Flash to WB, new season of Arrow coming out, the new season of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out, the Blacklist, also new season coming out. So long story short, it's a good year to be a nerd, I tell you what. I really feel as though, and I've said it before, maybe not on the show, I know I say it a lot, DC to me has the television on lock, so to speak. Like, you know, like the original series is, they should stick to that, get out of the movie business. And, you know, I mean, Marvel looks like they can do it all. You know, they've got the cartoons, they've got the movies, and, you know, they're doing a good deal of work with S.H.I.E.L.D., which is phenomenal, as well as there's the new series coming out that has to do with the chick who helped found S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't remember her name off the back, but those are things that are happening, and they're happening this month. So I know that I'm going to lose a lot of you guys to Shield every freaking Tuesday like I did before. But you know what? That's fine. That's fine, Punchy. Okay? Go watch your Shield. And we'll talk about wrestling some other time. Speaking of which, I have not been watching wrestling in a minute, but it looks like they're finally bringing over the NXT guys, and it's looking like it's becoming amazing. I need to hurry up and renew my subscription to WWE Network because, yeah, freaking Night of Champions is right around the corner this Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully I'll be able to give that a watch after my farmer's market day, and I will be able to report on the goodness that is such on Twitter and give you an extensive overview of how I felt it went on next Tuesday's show. But that's neither here nor there. That's then, and this is right now. So let's talk about Frank Ocean's father suing Russell Simmons for $142 million. No, I did not do the thing with my pinky like Dr. Evil. So get over yourselves, Internet. Frank Ocean's father is seeking damages from Russell Simmons because of statements that one of the businessman's websites made about him. Now, already off the back, you have to realize that I have such a headache, guys. Already off the back, you have to realize that this is such a nonsense thing. And I'm going to reiterate that paragraph for you just so you can understand how ridiculous it is. Frank Ocean's father is seeking damages from Russell Simmons because of statements that one of the businessman's websites made about him. So, I don't know why they worded it like that, by the way. But basically, they're suing Russell Simmons for something some other person wrote on a website that Russell Simmons owns. You can't possibly sue... you can't possibly sue Russell Simmons for that, but... what do I know? I'm crazy. Frank Ocean's father is suing Russell Simmons for $142 million, according to TMZ, because they always have the juiciest gossip. OMG. Frank Ocean's father, Calvin Cooksey, is seeking money for loss of future income from Simmons because of comments one of the businessman's websites made. The lawsuit alleges that Simmons' global grind site said that Cooksey, who describes himself as a singer, writer, and inventor, was a horrible parent. He wasn't allowed to be a father to Frank because his money-grubbing mother moved and hid the boy from him, Cooksey's lawsuit says, according to TMZ. At press time, Simmons has yet to respond during the lawsuit. Seriously, that's your excuse? That's your excuse where you couldn't provide for your kid? I don't know, man. Seems kind of shoddy. Seems kind of accurate. I don't think that actually does any damages to your whatever you think you're doing. I mean, come on now. That's a little ridiculous. What's going on in America right now that you can just sue for every little thing? Like everything. Everyone is suing everybody all the time over everything. It's getting ridiculously out of hand. It's like this whole Iggy Azalea thing. Iggy Azalea signed off on sex tape with a 2009 contract. And basically, there's some crazy sex tape going. First off, why is that a part of the contracts? Like, why is that a thing that you sign your record deal and it's like, oh, you own rights to any sex tapes I may or may not make? Like, that's kind of crazy. But Iggy Azalea's ex-boyfriend and former manager, Hefe Wine, he sounds so, so trustworthy. Like, I would sign with Hefe Wine. Hefe spelt with a J, which just lets you know how sincere he truly is. Says the rap star behind Fancy signed off on the alleged sex tape that features the former couple, which is reportedly being shopped, according to TMZ. The report claims Wine has exclusive rights to manufacture, sell, distribute, and advertise any recording embodying visual images, thanks to a contract Azalea signed in 2009. While Azalea may have signed a contract thinking about music videos and songs, Wine believes the contract gives him permission to release the sex tape, too. First off, he's an idiot. Second off, she's a moron. And third off, what is with lazy-ass people these days just fucking doing, like, shit like this? You know, like, you can't accomplish anything, so you're basically going to ride the coattails of someone else's fame and put out something that could possibly be damaging to their career and their well-being just so that you can make an extra buck. Like, you know, this is why I say people like that should just be holocausted out. But then I am a young Hitler, and that doesn't make any sense because I'm black, but whatever, you know. It just, that's like such nonsense to me. And the fact that something like this could go to court and be considered like, oh, well, you know, you did sign off on this, like, that's absolutely crazy too. Like, what the fuck is happening in the world? Like, I don't understand it. It's getting crazy. It's just like that whole recent leak, what was it called? I don't think I talked about it last week, but where all those celebrities, those female celebrities, all their phones were hacked and nude photos were leaked all over the web. It's like, and the people's response was, well, if you don't want nude photos to get out there, don't take nude photos. Like, shut up. Like, who are you? What? How is that? That's like saying, hey, if you don't want your TV stolen, don't buy one. Like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Like, people don't fucking think about the things before they say it. They just say it because it's like, oh, that sounded great at the time. Like, seriously? This is nonsense. Wine, who says Azalea cannot stop him from selling the tape, adds that he also has the rights to create a website to market Azalea. He believes he can make a site for the sex tape also, according to the report. Like, dude is a fucking fanatic. Like, that's a little, that's creepy. Someone should arrest him. But the law is the law, right? Shoot a black guy unarmed, you're okay. Release a sex tape online, you're okay. Steal a water, you're going to jail. That's just the way American law is. Beat kids, you're okay. That kid steals a candy bar, you're going to jail. Seems a little fucked up if you ask me, but I digress. Azalea initially denied the existence of the sex tape and has since continued to condemn any release of a video featuring sex acts, saying it makes her sick to see media coverage of the alleged footage. She also added, anyone who releases or attempts to make profit off someone else's intimate moments against their will is a sex offender. And you know what? I do not like Azalea Banks, but I am inclined to agree with her. Never thought about it like that. Seems a little harsh, but I'm inclined to agree. That's a little weird and creepy, dude. Can't go around releasing fucking shit that nobody gives you permit. I don't know. People are fucking shady. That's why I hate people. Azalea's lawyers also have also threatened to sue Vivid, a company that was reportedly interested in purchasing the tape. And yada yada, whoop-de-woo, Negro what? It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy and it's getting hard out there for a pimp. So, I mean, all I'm saying is, if you're a sane person or you're a pimp, just know that it's getting hard out there for you people. And speaking of crazy, oh my God, speaking of crazy and Australians, huh? Huh? How do you like that? Crazy, Australian, Iggy Azalea, Australian, crazy, Kanye West. That's going to be the next article that we talk about when we come back. But first, we're going to do some more music. Okay, guys, you be prepared for that. You just know that Kanye West has lost his fucking mind. And I, for a long time, was a big supporter of his psycho, inflated, huge, megalomaniac-like ego, but I think even for me, he's gone a tad bit too far, and maybe one too many flew over his cuckoo's nest. I don't know. You guys will be the judge when we come back. For right now, let's listen to some Night Shift by Chalk Smack and DJ YRS Jersey. And it's Choose Max. I keep forgetting that there's a play with the X there where it's a Z, which I don't understand that shit at all, but whatever. It's Choose Mac featuring DJ YRS Jersey, Night Shift, produced by Dr. G. Way too many doctors in music right now, not enough PhDs. Just saying.
Yo, Dr. G, what up?
Dr. G, what up?
NC to the UK.
All day.
90s flow.
sick with Doc G again, I'm in the ER. Jumping up and down on tracks, no seesaw. Sipping on some country time, no hee-haw. No Vince McMahon around, but no hero. Niggas want my shine, but they ain't got the photo. Got that Spartan blood in my veins, y'all niggas proto. Heard you was holding it down the back road. Moved too fast in 3D, y'all just slow-mo. Chose Mac hot to death, y'all just so-so. Word on the streets, you lame and tight homo. I ain't gonna put you on blast, that's on a low-low. Better holler at Young Thug to get some promo. Niggas make me laugh. Y'all make weird science, I'm Dexter in the lab. I put soul on my tapes, you compare me to Fab. It's real over here, I cook that bucket of crab. Just go. Got the game in the vice grips. So cold, I be spitting out ice chips. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and wrote this on my night shift. Got the game in the vice grips. So cold, I be spitting out ice chips. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and wrote this on my night shift. You just a Michelin man in a trapper cap. I spit firestones on weapons, it's the Mac attack. Got real G's respect, so I ain't having that. Kick it old school, you just doing the cabbage pack. Make the house party, but the kid don't play. You ain't never seen Poppy or Matt Jose. The plans are real and been laid out. Can't chill at the station, cause you been played out. Please, I swear these niggas ain't see. Making magic in the city, spitting HIV. You just let them run your pockets like RG3. I ain't coming out of pocket when they ask to book me. I don't need to find a socket, new plugs every week. Buzz, buzz, steady growing, I just sow, so I reap. I'm going for the top, you in a halter. You left running scared back home, no Paul Walker, nigga. Got the game in the vice grips. So cold, I be spitting out ice chips. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and wrote this on my night shift. Got the game in the vice grips. So cold, I be spitting out ice chips. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and wrote this on my night shift. Smarter than the average bear, these niggas peons. Coke residue and blood on joints here. My element is heavy on tables, nigga, Xena. Prepare for the Undertaker, I'm the Fiend. SK shoots no dose if y'all sleep on. D-Don, eyes made me chosen. Spit flames at Catherine Lake and now it's frozen. Only bring nukes and tanks for those opposing. Y'all niggas rock rainbow sweats, I'm just golden. I was blessed, no Lucky Charms in it. On a beat, I make a mess, need dawn when I'm finished. Already know what's next, read your palm in a minute. This is not a test, drop bombs when I spit it. It's foul, get a tech, better call for your benches. I murder spit on all of your henchmen. I'm going for the win, first down, fourth of inches, nigga.
Until the break of dawn, and when she's in the mood to do the work, I want it, but soon as someone get me paid, me not go lay, lay.
Leaving me every day,
every day.
Leaving messages just to say,
just to say.
Last night she endured the foreplay,
the foreplay.
And tonight she won it in ways.
Hey, hey.
Up and down and around.
Better life, just a main. Good times, love that song, feeling that song. You know what? For all extensive purposes right now, I am generally going to play that song one more time. Just in case someone out there was really vibing it or really needed it. No, you just tuned in. You just tuned in and you're like, whoa, what's going on? What's this song? I really like it. It's Better Life. It's Better Life by Just Domain. Hashtag it's MT. And only on morelikeradio.com.
outside are not for me. They're headed somewhere I never wanna see. I took my bruises and I let them heal on my own. Now it's time to come back home. I left to find a better life. A better life. Don't hide, don't fight. It was time. A better life. A better life.
Once again, that is Better Life by Jess Doe May. You know, as I said, crazy Australian. Speaking of which, Kanye West, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages, Kanye West questions handicapped fans, okay? Handicapped fans at Australian concert. I'll say that one more time. Kanye West questions handicapped fans at concert. Let's get it. Let's get rid of the fact that they're in Australia. This is the longest I've had to wait to do a song, Kanye West said while waiting for two concert goers to stand up. It's unbelievable. This is the longest I've had to wait to do a song, Kanye West said while waiting for two concert goers to stand up. And he then follows it up with, it's unbelievable. Immediately you can kind of go, wow, this douchebag's kind of feeling himself. Kanye West stopped his concert at the Qantas? I don't know, it's some crazy word with a Q. Qantas Credit Union Arena in Sydney, Australia, Friday, September 12th, because he noticed people were not standing up. I decided I can't do this song, West said, interrupting his performance of The Good Life. I can't do the rest of this show until everybody stand up. Unless you got a handicap pass and you get special parking and shit, and I'ma see if you ain't standing up. Believe me, I'm very good at that. West noticed some fans were not standing. Is he in a wheelchair? West said, pointing out into the crowd. After waiting a moment, Kanye West signaled out a pair of fans. There's two people left that don't want to stand up, West said. After waiting a few moments, West added, this is the longest I've had to wait to do a show. It's unbelievable. Now, if he's in a wheelchair, then it's fine. After West's bodyguard reportedly saw that the fan in question was indeed in a wheelchair, West opted to continue his performance. And they have a hiphopdx.com has two tweets up here regarding West's statement. Let's see. I know Kanye West likes to think he's Jesus, but telling a wheelchair-bound kid to stand up and dance won't help him. And then another tweet said, we just waiting on them two people to stand up. Oh, they are in a wheelchair? Play the song. I mean, and this article leaves out the fact that apparently one of the concert goers actually took off her prosthetic leg and started waving it in the air to kind of show him that he's an ass clown. And that led me to ask the question on the My Time Now. Is it kind of time for Kanye West to go away, maybe? Stop with the madness. I mean, ego is one thing. This shit is something entirely, like, that's insane. Like, who gives a fuck if people are standing up or nah? Like, what? How does that directly influence your performance? Like, it's weird. You fucking weird, bro. Like, seriously. Come on now. You can't just go around doing crazy shit like that. Like, I don't understand it. You know? Like, it seems like he is finally gone off the deep end and just, I don't even know. Like, it doesn't make any actual sense. And, you know, between what's going on with him and the paparazzi and him and this thing and that thing, it's like it's definitely time for Kanye West. Take some time off, okay? Do some things for Yeezy and, you know, maybe come back to the game a little bit stronger than he was than when he left. Because right now, he's kind of a dick. And no one, and I mean no one, wants to pay money to go see a dick perform. Like, seriously? I mean, that is the craziest, by far, the craziest thing I've ever seen. In other news, in separate lunatic news, 50 Cent, is he bipolar or not? Well, Toray, seems to think so. In an exclusive interview that premiered in the DX Daily today, September 16th, Toray, I don't fucking know what his name is, some stupid black rapper name, said 50 Cent is bipolar. 50 is 100% bipolar. The Coney Island rapper said that he spoke with several people before reaching to this conclusion. I know way too many people who describe him the same way, and it all leads back to him being, he's like two different people. Toray, I'm going to go with Toray, seems accurate, also stated that when rectifying any situation, 50 knows he has the upper hand. Young Buck will call 50 a million times, he says, until 50 is ready to rectify the situation. It doesn't matter. Toray and Skyzoo released their Barrel Brothers album in May. Some artists featured on the project are Blue, Sean Prince, and Sha Stimuli, while the set's producers include DJ Premier and Illmind. In April, 50 Cent said that Game acted bipolar, blah, blah, blah. I like the way, I don't even think this guy knows the definition of bipolar, which is why I brought this article up. It's like, what? That, first off, that has nothing, like, she's fucking weird. Shut up. Stop saying stuff, you know? I hate it when niggas try to sound smart, but they not. Like, it's just like, you just using words because you heard them used somewhere else, and you're like, ah, I'm going to say some shit. Baby, sound smart. No, nigga, you sound stupid. You sound dumb, okay? Shut it down. But I do believe 50 Cent be on some weird shit. Like, I don't know, man. 50 Cent is all over the place sometimes. You know, he's got his new album coming out, I believe, and it's not exciting. No one's looking forward to it. It's a little sad, in fact. But, you know, whatever. What do I know? I'm crazy, right? I am crazy. Just listen to a song today, by the way. New song I just downloaded. Artist Lecrae. Nothing. Good song. Check it out. Definitely anti what's on the radio these days. A must listen. That's Lecrae. And it's spelt L-E-C-R-A-E. The song is Nothing, N-U-T-H-I-N. And it's definitely worth a first-time listen. And that's for damn sure. You know? You dig? You get it? Please do. Anyway, us here at More Like Radio, before we go to break, we like to rumble. And Mr. Mech provides us with the perfect rumble song. To Rumble 2. Titled Rumble, Mr. Meg gets it done with this track. I'll never forget the first time I heard this track. I damn near lost my mind. And now, we're all going to lose it again. Hashtag, it's MTN, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wine like a gypsy, I throw them the Egyptian dance. Never that girl, they don't stand a chance. Wine body, y'all show them the Egyptian dance. Them other girl, them not stand a chance. Wind up your body, y'all show them the Egyptian dance. Give them the count. Alright, up.
Wind, y'all, wind, y'all, wind like a gypsy. Wind, y'all, wind, y'all, I make them sing. She's like, wind, y'all, wind, y'all, wind like a gypsy. Wind, y'all.
That was Wind Like a Gypsy featuring, well, not really featuring anybody. It's by Elephant Man. Wine Like a Gypsy. Egyptian dance rhythm. You're tuned in to morelikeradio.com. And this is my time now. We're going to take a quick, brief, short commercial break. But when we come back, oh, best believe we will be back. We're going to talk Kendrick Lamar. We're going to talk Sir Mix-a-Lock. We're going to talk Childish Gambino. And we're just going to have a lot more better than the radio music for you. Why? Because we are radio. We are more like radio. I don't know. Was that a little bit too much, guys? Too much? Okay. I think it was too much. Anyway, we'll be right back after these brief commercial breaks.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. What?
Birdie Birdie.
To the Italians.
Papa da Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australia.
Cockerel Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
You can trust us, we're hot. Is a show just for girls?
Phone on silence.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really... really sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do yeah. It now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust us, we're hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon east. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, but down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol Boy Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call. And here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking. I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry, look Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah, AJ, keep playing every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
So why do you think I should work for the National Security Agency?
Well, you'd be working on the cutting edge. You'd be exposed to the kind of technology that you wouldn't see anywhere else because we've classified it. Super string theory, chaos math, advanced algorithms.
Code breaking.
Well, that's one aspect of what we do.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is what you do. You guys handle 80% of the intelligence workload. You're 7 times the size of the CIA.
We don't like to brag about that, Will. But you're exactly right. So the way I see it, the question isn't, why should you work for the NSA? The question is, why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't I work for the NSA? It's a tough one. But I'll take a shot. Say I'm working at the NSA and somebody puts a code on my desk, something no one else can break. Maybe I take a shot at it, maybe I break it, and I'm real happy with myself because I did my job well. But maybe that code was the location of some rebel army in North Africa or the Middle East, and once they had that location, they bombed the village where the rebels are hiding. 1,500 people that I never met, never had no problem with, get killed. Now the politicians are saying, oh, send in the Marines to secure the area because they don't give a shit. It won't be their kid over there getting shot, just like it wasn't them when their number got called because they were all pulling a tour in the National Guard. It'll be some kid from Southie over there taking shrapnel in the ass. He comes back to find that the plant he used to work at got exported to the country he just got back from, and the guy who put the shrapnel in his ass got his old job because he'll work for 15 cents a day and no bathroom breaks. Meanwhile, he realizes the only reason he was over there in the first place was so that we could install a government that would sell us oil at a good price. And of course, the oil companies use a little skirmish over there to scare up domestic oil prices. A cute little ancillary benefit for them, but it ain't helping my buddy at $2.50 a gallon. They're taking their sweet time bringing the oil back, of course. Maybe they even took the liberty of hiring an alcoholic skipper who likes to drink martinis and fucking play slalom with the icebergs. It ain't too long till he hits one, spills the oil, and kills all the sea life in the North Atlantic. So now my buddy's out of work, he can't afford to drive, so he's walking to the fucking job interviews, which sucks because the shrapnel in his ass is giving him chronic hemorrhoids, and meanwhile he's starving because every time he tries to get a bite to eat, the only blue plate special they're serving is North Atlantic scrod with Quaker State.
So what did I think? I'm holding out for something better. I figure, fuck it, while I'm at it, why not just shoot my buddy? Take his job, give it to his sworn enemy, hike up gas prices, bomb a village, club a baby seal, hit the hash pipe, and join the National Guard. I could be elected president.
More like radio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Welcome back to It's MTM, or better known as My Time Now. I am your master of ceremonies and the best in the world, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the second half of the show. Okay. I've been playing so much Destiny, and let me just tell you that this game does not get old. Like, the idea of this game even remotely coming close to getting old is so foreign. They just released their new raid, Vault of Glass. There was the Crucible playlist this weekend. Next weekend, there's a new playlist. There's a mystery shop that appears every weekend from Friday midnight to Sunday midnight. I mean, it's just so much fun, so well done, so good to play. I mean, I was playing it during the break even. The multiplayer is amazing. The level cap is 20. Real easy to hit, but it's not about the level. It's about the gear that you have. And, you know, of course, you get better gear the higher the level. And, I mean, it's just, wow. I mean, it's very short from, it's very far from being a World of Warcraft for console, but, I mean, damn, it's pretty close, you know, and that, you know, I know those two things seem contradictory, but think about it, you'll get it. Let's go ahead and get into Paid, followed by a couple other songs, and then, I want to talk about, Childish Gambino a little bit more, so let's do it. Let's make this last hour worth it.
I worry about you, cause I do me. Know about me back then, introduce the new me. I worry about you, all I see is money. Appetite for this dollar bill, now watch me eat this money. It's a cold world, I'm the fucking. Shit you wish for. This ball is a pit ball with a red nose on a clipboard. When a clip draw, your one body was split for. When I get on, any motherfucker disagree with SKE. Cause my present is a blessing, so I had to correct it. Resurrecting in this rap shit, so you gotta respect it. Your bullshit gets neglected. I delivered the message. I'm perfecting my wordcraft. I'm never seeing the exit. Getting paid, catch me in the bar, in the sea, in my lemonade. So fresh, so clean, I outcast, nigga. Do it like me, see, I doubt that, nigga. See, I'm about that, nigga. See, I live it up. Got my trail, macro for a blast when I fill it up. Catch me in the coupe, like, whoa, with the ceiling up. Middle finger up, how to show you I don't give a fuck. I'm so far gone, they ain't make it yet. Taking shots at SKE, and they ain't famous yet. Better raise your stakes up. Check.
roll with shot does not imposters, but a villain and a plain too. And a cop, how you think I came through? Y'all thought I was on some bullshit. I guess that's what this fame do. I guess that's what this ice does. I guess that's why she came through. I guess I'm about to kill again. They gon' play this at your funeral. No hard feelings, business as usual. Never liked how I liked. I wasn't built for no cubicle. Pussy, money, free ho. Ass Lou Brees, he knows. Fuck you, call me C-Lo. Jackass like I'm Steve-O.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, that's bought a cream.
Bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht.
How you gone so wicked? Went from pissing in the hallway, now you're about to own the building. I mean, damn, how you do it?
Damn, how you do it?
They be saying, damn, how you do that? When you do that, what you do? Yeah, that greenery, you change your whole scenery. You dig it? Three girls, two nights, first class ticket. I'm a first come, first serve, first party killer with a King Kong. Ding dong, ding a ling, sling. I give you more than a little bit. With a kind of mind, Tony Danza, who the boss? What you calling on? Take it off the same time. You be you gon' put this on it at the same time. Juice Bigelow, Mel Gigolo. Just bought a man and a hoe. Who's a cinephile? Bender over, we in Indigo. Make a cinephile. Talk up Toronto, but you knew that, but you didn't know.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, that's bought a cream.
Bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
I'm just daydreaming. The funny thing is, I'm daydreaming. My car got a crib. What am I doing with all this shit? What am I doing with all this money? What am I doing with all this shit? Am I blowing down?
I will.
But who knows though? Who sees looking like iced tea? My cocoa. I'm cool with when I ride slow. Swerve lanes with no double cup. Smoking cush my eyes low.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
Just so one day I can say I feel accomplished. They say this one for the ages.
Spanish and Asian, never racist. Smoke something with me, I've been burning the pages. Working all nights right now, tucking my laces. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian, never racist. Smoke something with me, I've been burning the pages. Working all nights right now, tucking my laces. Make a mockery of a beat. Socrates, when I speak, can't copy, it's too unique. You know Mac always on that tech like ish. Heard I got a few haters, don't accept my gift, cause I don't. I still do it for the city, and the bricks getting pissy on my Snap 950. Scream ride or die, my sponsors ride with me. Now you can't sleep, you gotta switch sides with me. Rock like drowning pool, don't wanna be found like Whitney. Cherish every day I wake, even if my eyes shifty. Are they spitting like Mac? At least you gotta top list me. If not, your eardrums don't work, my style's risky. Break down my dope, it's too raw, uncut. They say I gotta be nuts, they be in awe when I bust. Ha ha, a little innuendo on instrumentals. Let me out of the kennel, now I'm trying to get on Kim a word up. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian, never racist. Smoke something with me, I've been burning the pages. Working all nights, right now I'm tucking my laces. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian, never racist. Smoke something with me, I've been burning the pages. Working all nights, right now I'm tucking my laces.
That was Chocks Mac featuring Choose Mac featuring DJ YRS at Jersey. Ages, I like that song. Real nice, real mellow, real classic, real inspirational. Childish Gambino says that he's better than Drake. Interesting. You know, I'm always ready to cover some beef and give my two cents on it. During an interview with the Grammy Museum Spotlight Series, Childish Gambino says that he's working harder than Drake. During an interview conducted by Peter Rosenberg for the Grammy Museum Spotlight Series last night in Los Angeles, California, September 15th, Childish Gambino explained why he felt the similarities he shares with Drake could have limited his music career. He also stated that he's a better rapper than the Young Money MC. "I don't want people to think that I hate Drake," Gambino said in response to a question posed by a fan in the audience. "I don't hate Drake at all. I really like Drake. If not for no other reason, then he makes me better. He really does. I had to fight that all the time. I knew when I was doing Childish Gambino from the beginning, like, they're not going to let me do this. They already have a rapper, singer, actor, guy who's black. That's really what it was. If he was white, it would be different. They'd be like, they're not the same. It's very specific. I don't dislike Drake. I think he's a really good writer and rapper. Right now, I definitely feel I'm better than him, only because I'm working harder than him right now. If he came in and was like, let's rap, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to kill you. But right now, maybe he's got something up his sleeve." And then if you guys remember the one time, you know, the July 27th in... Once again, Australia was just having it popping with the fucking hip-hop, yo. Childish Gambino called out several rappers, including Drake, during a recent performance. He says that, "I'm the best rapper, definitely top five," Gambino rapped. "If these other rappers think they're something that we can't really understand, they're not fucking... they're fucking not alive. I'll cut their head off. That's every rapper living. That's Kendrick. That's Kendrick, Lamar, that's Drake, that's Schoolboy Q, that's everyone. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking kill you niggas. I'll fucking kill you niggas." Now, this is the freestyle that I was talking about last week when I went on to say that the free verse that that Gambino spit on Hot 97's Peter Rosenberg interview was dope. But it was titled a freestyle. It wasn't a freestyle. This actually was a freestyle. And if you listen to it, it's very, it's not very cool. It's not very flowing. It's not to the beat. It's just very all over the place. And that's how a freestyle should be. But it's not dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, some freestyles come out and they're dope, i.e., you know, the Lupe Fiasco freestyle that he did on Sway in the Morning. You know, so I'm just, you know, come on, stop it. But yeah, now, to the point of whether or not I think Gambino is better than Drake, I honestly think they're about the same. Gambino is funnier, and Gambino has more nerdcore bars. He doesn't like to refer to himself as nerdcore, but he definitely has more elements. Well, he has all the elements of nerdcore, whereas Drake doesn't really have any. But as far as their delivery, their style, their flow, their ability, it's about the same. They're not really that amazing. They're fun to listen to, at best. And, you know, they're not really doing anything that's out of the box and, like, knocking it out of the park every time. So, you know, I mean, I'd give Gambino the edge only because, again, he has those nerd bar references. And, you know, that's dope to me. So, he's a little bit more out there when it comes to his lyrics. But as far as skill, capability, delivery, they're the same. They're like carbon copies, you know. So, that's my two cents on that. Anybody care to debate, please feel free to hit us up on the Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. Love to hear from you. Simply would love to hear from you. Earlier we played Peter Jones Is Paid. We also played A-Games, Money Made Me Do It. And right now, let's get into the Today Lady by Olivia Louise. And you know what? Then right after that, we're going to get back into that Ages because it's just so classic. Choose Mac, DJ YRS Jersey, Ages, right after Today Lady by Olivia Louise. Let's go.
I don't know what happened, but it's a mess. So it's more than ever, but I was like, yeah. sea, all the way to Ukraine. Jay's up. Mad Side, what up? Worldwide with a sip by the you know what it is. 90s flow to infinity. This one for the
let's
ages.
Go. DJ Wild West.
Let's go. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces. Can't let the opposition dunk on me. Card holder, we can't match. You can't tunk on me. I ain't make the principles list, but I ain't flunk on me. Trying to make this principle stick and make a chunk for
make
me.
A chunk for me.
Real recognize real bills. Recognize bills. Kill dealer, no deal. What's up? Trying to feed my fam, blood or adopted. Fact is, everybody eats. That's my synopsis. Every day I go hard, call me Colossus. Your grind don't look better than mine, cause mine is topless. The world in a state of disarray, so they say. I dismay, I make music to clear out my conscience. Really? Beautiful mind, but what I speak is so monstrous. Forgive me for doing my thing, I'm not pompous. Trying to get this crime to pay with my accomplice. Just so one day I can say, I feel accomplished. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces. Make a mockery of a beat. Socrates, when I speak, can't copy, it's too unique. You know Mac always on that tech like ish. What heard I got a few haters, don't accept my gift. It's aight though, I still do it for the city. And the bricks getting pissy on my Snap 950. Scream ride or die, my sponsors ride with me. Now you can't sleep, you gotta switch sides with me. Rock like drowning pool, don't wanna be found like Whitney. Cherish every day I wake, even if my eyes shifty. Are they spitting like Mac? At least you gotta top list me. If not, your eardrums don't work. My style's risky. Break down my dope, it's too raw, uncut. They say I gotta be nuts. They be in awe when I bust. Ha ha, a little innuendo on instrumentals. Let me out of the kennel, now I'm trying to get on Kimmel. Word up. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces. They say this one for the ages. White, black, Spanish, and Asian. Never racist. Smoke something with me. I've been burning the pages. Working all knots. Right now I'm tucking my laces.
I am beauty, I am.
alive on the front line. They say death is when your heart stops its beat. Death lives and walks the streets. It treats its victims, knows the weak. Tries to snatch, hide and seek. I know my work, I am the torch. A source of light on this devil's earth. I keep blowing, keep showing. I will be the queen of jungles. As it rumbles, as it fumbles, I will take the struggles of the innocent. In between, in and out, unseen. With my heart, I am me. I will lead, I will see. See them come, I will be the only one. I will rise, I will feast. I am beauty, I am beast. I'm a samurai in the dark night. I'm a dark knight when the moon's bright. I'm a lone wolf when the sun sets. I'm a lioness when the people roar. I'm a warrior when the bullets come. I'm a peace when the battle's won. I'm the balance of all. I am the beast. I am beauty. I am beast.
Yes, yes. I also am beauty and beast. Or maybe just beast. Or maybe I'm Gaston. Or maybe I am the lamp. I mean, the candlestick. I don't think there was a lamp. Was there? Maybe. Who knows? Sir Mix-a-Lot says, society's outlook on women has changed between Baby Got Back and Anaconda. He says the society, according to HipHopDX.com, in an article posted September 15th, he says that society has changed the way it's viewed women between 1992, the year in which rapper released Baby Got Back, an ode to curvaceous women, and 2004, a year that has seen Nicki Minaj, incorporate his 1992 hit into her smash single, Anaconda. When I did Baby Got Back, women with curves were not accepted, Sir Mix-a-Lot says in an interview with Billboard, but that's a fact. They were not in mainstream. They've come 180 degrees from that point. Not only is it accepted, but it's also expected, which I thought was cool. To me, if nothing else proved it, that did. It was a sexy-ass video. When asked why he believes that quote-unquote, booty has only recently gone mainstream, Mix-a-Lot explains his perspective on the matter. A lot of people try to give me credit for it, he says. When I did Baby Got Back, that was just a reflection of the African-American community. We've always liked curves and a lot of people misunderstood it because, let's face it, 20 years prior to Baby Got Back, the only images you saw of a black woman on television were she was probably 300 pounds and cleaning the house with a rag on her head. Or they were comfortable with the African-American female image that was basically an assimilation to what white America wanted. There was always a desire in the community for the hourglass figure, he continues. We love the curvaceous woman, the little waist, the hips, the boobs, the equipment. Baby Got Back was already a reflection of what was going on. I didn't see it as this gigantic political statement when I designed that song. It was to just be an out for women, to tell them to stop wrapping these big sweaters around their waist, quit being ashamed. It's like Serena Williams. She's not fat. She's in shape, and she happens to have a butt. She's not ashamed of it, and I love that. So I don't know if I did it. But I may be part of the reason that the masses kind of took a liking to it because it was an uphill battle. Let's face it, that Cosmo line, so Cosmo says you're fat, well, I ain't down with that. Didn't go over well back then. La la la. And, you know, to the effect that what he's saying is correct. It's right, and I do believe that his song had a great deal to do with the standing up and the acceptance of that type of body, you know, that body type. I think his song was very monumental in, you know, making that something that was A, more popular, and B, more accepted. I'll divulge further into the point that I want to make shortly. Sir Mix-a-Lot says he has new music on the way too. The rapper engineer says he wants to do a record, but adds, I don't want to release it in a way that doesn't look like a desperate attempt at relevancy. Mixalot says he's not a train wreck and that he still makes good money. In the past, Mixalot has called Anaconda a new improved version of Baby Got Back. It was the new and improved version, Sir Mix-a-Lot said in August, because when I did mine, the girls that had a nice asses in my video, I wasn't allowed to use, right? So they bumped a lot of them, and we ended up using girls that didn't really have asses. But this is a new era, and Nicki is in charge. How are they going to say no to a woman talking about some asses? Beautiful. If I could have just been on the set, that would have been cool with me. And there's where I lose it, because when you look at Nicki Minaj's version of the song, there's nothing empowering about it. There's nothing empowering in the lyrics. There's nothing empowering in the actions. There's nothing empowering in the song whatsoever. It's just a degrading fucking, what's the word, man? I can't think of the word right now, but it's just basically enforcing a lot of the same old bullshit, and that, you know, the just poisoning the youth with this concept and this idea of how a woman should behave and how they should look. I mean, I think it's a step down from what Baby Got Back became, its level of notoriety and its statute, and it was brought down to what it is now. And I feel like that is, you know, to sound a little conspiracyist, that's just, you know, the powers that be trying to take all of the power from music. That's why you have so many remakes nowadays. You know, when you look at a lot of the songs that have been remade, they were powerful songs at first, and now all you can think of is the versions that exist now. No one knows the original versions, like Kanye West's song, "You Take My Money," you know, like that song back then was a really, you know, dope song, and now you look at it now. I'm not saying that the Kanye West version isn't fun, but it's not the same context. It's not the same meaning. It doesn't have the same significance to it. And I feel like, you know, the powers that be are winning that battle out, because now when people hear doom, 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 they're not going to think Baby Have Got Back. They're going to think Stupid Anaconda. And it's not an improved version of the song. It is a lesser version of the song, and it doesn't carry any weight or message to it whatsoever. And that's my two cents on that. But you know, I ain't doing no favors, so let's get into Leek Summers with Favors off of his latest and greatest EP. You dig? Come on, you gotta dig. Please tell me you're digging. Are you digging? I don't think you're ding. Anyway, Favors, Leek Summers, let's go.
I really think about this life serious. All this life shit can say I'm some judgment. So I'm so fly cause I just play. So hangs on my hearingness. So I'm full of cards and every time I get thrown, I clean deal with you. Destination for a fucking niggas to call. Life ain't chilling with you. Hell nah, I haven't done it all. Just seen enough of my real life. Enough to never go back. Just new plan of attack. Back that fuck the world, I'm coming up. Round two, it ain't had enough. I'm so high, look at count on her. With a nigga lie like Shia LaBeouf. The niggas not named in the cell phone, cause they all talk. Instagram flexing, not even about it, but that ain't my business. I'm trying to make millions on top of these niggas. I see you hating, how many you running? You want this bad as my woman. But you really couldn't work in, so I never find time. But start teaching, and you leave it, you forgot. Damn, you feel like what a pop. Bands, heavy girl wanna hide him. Glance, why not give her one chance? I know she like that yellow skin full of tattoos in the back room, get faded. Working hard to my team, also we know say that we made it. I'm good friends with that locksmith, my circle key for that new mission. Racing, nigga, but the hard times I'm facing, nigga. But the hard times really made it, nigga. Can't leave it up to a basic, nigga. If I don't do it now, who gon' do it for me? Look, as I get mine, I'm good. Shouties like that, shouties like that. She want that life. She think I'm famous and wanna be overnight. But I ain't doing no favors. No, I ain't doing no favors. Pigeons on top of streetlights. I'm thinking her down. Once I hit her jaws, I'm up with her team, then I'm up in the price. Pussy was good, but the hair wasn't good. I'm not a patient, but I be blazing. Drinking on certain occasions. Dealing with bleach, you nigga be faded, okay?
up, split, start. I'll admit, I made a few hundred dollars off this rapping. I got some homies attending college, just clear off the trap, and that's what's up. On the grind, gave mama 200 for the rent, like, so what? I'ma make that back in the night, so we're eating with a fork and a knife. So if it's something different, hold on, wait a minute, if I say that I'm in it, it's whatever, we in it, like, from the day we get it, I want it all, motherfucker, all motherfuckers know that.
In the country, spit bars on beats. This is courtesy of Bunty. Can't jump me. My spot in line is protected by ADD. Bunch of mini bike riders. I'm pushing an ATV. ATV, please hurry. Give me two. BET, MTV, VH1. Very humble, number one. Yes, indeed. Check your speed. I'm taking a bunch of Ritalin. Heard I was signing these rappers. They all illegitimate. I just let my nuts sway in the morning. I'm a citizen. Heard a lot of fakes be on, and I'm about to finish them. Wake them up with Folgers hot coffee that I sold ya. I just dropped it. Just working for my moment, motive, motions, motorboat, and mommies with double D's. At ease, I'm the man in my city and the man overseas. Abstract attacks with Mac is what they need, just believe. They say patience is a virtue, right? But I just wanna blow up overnight. Couple bombs over Baghdad, now I'm getting oily. I'm a weapon of mass destruction, so how can they ignore me? Better ask Georgie Borgie for that pudding pie. I'm not gonna kiss the girls and make them cry. Just want that whispering eye. Welcome to my land of nightmares, keep me firefly. I'm just rambling about medieval times. Now I'm on that line, just spitting good rhymes. I see greater expectations when I am in the sky. No lie, I'm making my last stand. Fuck the general custard. I'm making my own food, better catch up to my mustard. Use all the faith you can muster. I'm the bright light in the cluster. They can see it, I'm in your shorty mouth, busting like gushers. Taking these Sour Patch Kids to trash cans. I was doping nine other lives, need a gas can. I'm an animal, no Dr. Moreau, no Marlon Brando. Y'all niggas ass, so you always going commando. Bars on top of bars, all I hear is Book of Vandal. Suicide Rise, have mercy, fuck your Lambo. Trapping on these beats, couple freaks in a bando. Should already know who's the man, ho. I'm in camos, and I'm still screaming. They wake me.
That was Patience by Bunty Beats and Choose Mac. Oh, yeah, I got it right this time, y'all. I want to thank you guys for tuning out, tuning in, tuning up, turning up? I don't even know. For coming out and listening this week. Yeah, thanks, guys. It's always a good time. Still have a headache. It's a little bit less now. Definitely stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. And you can only catch them here at morelikeradio.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll die a little inside after each episode that you listen to. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Just, if not for curiosity's sake alone. Just tune in next week for more awesome music. For the best More Like Radio lineup that we have on, you know, in radio entertainment today. You got Antisocial Gaming Radio. You've got Alcohol by Volume. You've got My Time Now. And you've got Dutch and Royce. I mean, you don't really get any better than that. Feel free to follow us on Twitter. That's at It's MTM. Mary, Tom, Nancy. And feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTM, MTN, sorry. If you want to follow me personally, you can do so as well on Twitter. That's at DarkSideRules, DarkSeid. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, it's I before E, except after me, because Seid, that's my ID. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, er. And I'll see you guys next week, man. Hop on Destiny. I'll see you in the tower. Let's run this raid together, guys. Let's get through the vault of glass and come out the other end a little bit more shiny. Thank you guys for tuning in. And you know, to Frank Ocean's pop, Mr. Cookney, to the ever so trustworthy sounding Jefe Wine, and to the trying to sound intelligent Toray or Tara, whatever the fuck your name is, and even to Sir Mix-a-Lot, claiming that Anaconda is a better improved version of Baby Got Back. I need you guys to all shut it down, pop open some books, do some reading, study some chapters. All right, and you just bust out the old NES after that, okay? Because your studying is done. You've sat down, you've read the books, you've studied hard, you're ready for the test tomorrow, okay? You ate your broccoli, you ate your Brussels sprouts, you finished, you cleaned your plate, you did your dishes, so sit down in front of the couch, pull out the old SNES, blow in that cartridge 1, 2, 3 times. Go ahead and pop it on in the SNES there. Push it in. Close it down. Turn it on. Wait for the little title screen to pop up. Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. Hit start. Choose Mario. And run yourself right into a Goomba. Because for you four morons, it is game over.